We've got organ donors, geese, and novelty lottery tickets making good news on this Wednesday morning. 9:42 is the time. Jana and Nick here. Well, we start with this guy who pranked his grandma with a fake lottery ticket, but she's not complaining. Let me explain. She scratched it out and found she was getting a great grandchild. So the scratch off actually announced that he was having a baby. He told People magazine that she'd been begging him to have a child for years, and now grandma's getting her great grandbaby. Good news.
Mm-hmm. It's a 55-year-old man in England named Andy Emmett. He just donated a kidney to save an 11-year-old girl. He didn't know who she was. This was an anonymous donation. He did it 3 years after his own daughter, Sarah, lost her battle with kidney disease at the age of 8. Someone gave Sarah a kidney back then, and while doctors were trying to save her, even though she did not survive, Andy still wanted to pay it forward. He said, "I donated a kidney because of a kind stranger donated one to my daughter." That's good news for Andy.
And now we go to a wildlife photographer in Canada that saved a goose that had an arrow stuck in it for over half a year. He saw it over the summer and decided he was saving it no matter what. He tried to catch the goose a few times with a net he'd made out of a hula hoop, but that didn't work. So he got someone with a net gun to come out and help him last week. And here is Tim and Dr. Adrian Walton talking about the goose rescue.
See the picture of the arrow in the goose?
I know. Can you believe that?
It's not a little arrow. It's a big, long, like bow and arrow sticking out of the goose's butt.
Yeah, it turned out to be a practice arrow with a blunt tip, so didn't do a lot of damage.
But well, ouch.
I know somebody needed to fix that. And the final good news story this morning on Kiss 98.5. Just imagine being all snuggly, comfy, cozy with about 3,000 of your closest friends. That's what's happening tonight as Shays, as we've got a whole bunch of people that won tickets from Kiss 98.5. Kevin Hart starts his run of shows at Shays, and he's there tonight. So, you know, there's nothing like a good dose of laughing to make everything right, even in these cold temperatures. Do you think there's any chance Kevin Hart will make a joke about the cold weather?
I think he is brushing up on his cold weather jokes. I think he would be crazy if he didn't. It's going to be fun. Dude makes me laugh. That's going to be a good time. I think he's actually just living at Shays for the next week. It looks like he's got a long residency there.
You know what? When he goes on tour, he always makes it a point to stop in Buffalo. And for that, we appreciate you, Kevin Hart. Break a leg tonight. Have fun at Shays.